I'm from New South Wales, Blue Mountains, Wiradjuri tribe. My mum was a single mother. She brought up four kids. Yeah, didn't know me dad until I was 25 years old. It was hard not having a dad around. My mum was my dad, and pretty hard being brought up that way. And then my mum found another bloke, my stepdad. He wasn't very nice to me, drank all the time, beat me up as a kid, poured a hot pot of vegetables over my head, scarred me for life. I get pretty emotional talking about it, you know. Still affects me. I'm 31 years old now. So I guess that's one of the reasons why I rebelled and, you know, mucked up and ended up in a place like this. It's my second time in. My ex, I got her pregnant, so she's... I haven't talked to her, but she's got a kid on the way, so I'll probably never get to see that kid. So it's pretty emotional as well, you know. It affects me every day that I'm in it, knowing that, you know, I'm going to be dad, but I'm not going to be able to see a kid, you know. Every child deserves a father, but yeah. I've got 4 months to get out, 4 months until I get out, and then I've got an 18-month ECO, so... Hopefully I can do the right thing and not end up back in here. Because the judge said that there's long gone are the days of the early, the short sentences. So next time I muck up, I'm in here for 18 months. So it's now or never, you know, sink or swim. So, but when I get out, I'm part of the mentoring program in here. So I've got a mentor when I get out. So he's going to help me with all my appointments and that sort of thing and yeah, keep me on the straight and narrow. It's an ex-colonel. He did time at Marganate. His name's Joe. But I got approached and got asked to take part in this mentoring program and be the mentee. So, yeah, I put my hand up to it. I get a $30 gift card out of it, but that's not the main reason I'm doing it. The main reason I'm doing it is because it's going to save my life and it's going to help me be a better man to people that live with me and people that know me. And it's going to show me mum and my family that I can be a big, better man, you know? One of my dreams when I do get out is to help younger males. I want to become a role model for them and help them. And I want to do a few courses and I want to become a drug and alcohol counsellor to help people in my situation and to get the message out there that drugs aren't the answer. If you're suffering from mental health, if you know, you're rebelling against your parents, you can't go through drugs like I have because it ruins your life. And especially ice, it's a nasty drug. You know what I mean? And there's younger and younger people getting on it these days. So I want to do my bit in here. And then when I get out, I want to go to TAFE and do a few drug and alcohol counselling courses and become a drug and alcohol counsellor and even a social worker because there needs to be more done. It comes down to the older generation but also the younger generation like me. I can't get word out being in here. But at least if I can get word out through the radio, then the younger generation will think, well, I'm not going to do it because he did it and he ended up in jail. And he's 31 years old, still hasn't learned his lesson. You know what I mean? And it's his second time in. So, you know, and it's not fun having a birthday in jail. Did it once before, I'm doing it this year. So, but a month later I get out. So hopefully when I turn 32, I can be older and wiser and just kick the habit and just get out and enjoy my life instead of coming back